Keats in California by Philip Levine. The wisteria has come and gone. The plum trees have burned like candles in the cup of earth. The almond has shed its pure blossoms in a soft ring around its trunk. Iris, rose, tulip, hill seeds of poppy and lupine, gorse, wild mustard, California is blazing in the foolish winds of April. I have been reading Keats, the poems, the letters, the life, for the first time in my 70th year. And I have been watching television after dinner, as though it could bring me some obscure, distant sign of hope. This morning I rose late to the soft light off the eucalyptus and the overbearing odor of orange blossoms. The trees will give another year. They are giving. The few petty clouds will blow away before noon, and we will have sunshine without fault, china blue skies, and the bees gathering to splatter their little honey dots on my windshield. If I drive to the foothills, I can see fields of wildflowers on fire until I have to look away from so much life. I could ask myself, have I made a soul today? Have I sucked at the teat of the heart flooded with the experience of a world like ours? Have I become a man one more time? At 20, it made sense. I put down the collected poems, left the reserve room of the Wayne Library to wander the streets of Detroit under a gray, soiled sky. It was spring there, too, and the bells rang at noon. The outpatients from Harper waited timidly under the great stone cross of the Presbyterian Church for the trolley on Woodward Avenue, their pinched faces flushed with terror. And the Black Tower tilted in the wind, as though it, too, were coming down. It made sense. Before dark, I'll feel the lassitude enter first my arms and legs and spread like water towards the deep organs. I lie in my bed hearing the quail bark as they scurry from cover to cover in their restless searching after sustenance. This place can break your heart.